Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to discuss a universal issue called gossip at work. Our question comes from a manager who discovers that several members of her staff are gossiping about someone in a higher position who they don't like. She wonders what can be done to stop the spread of gossip in the workplace.
That is tough, isn't it?
It's very common, too.
Right. It seems like a certain amount of gossip is present in almost any setting. But we do have several ideas, right, Kathy?
Yeah, we do. I mean, as delicious as gossip is, we really do believe in cutting it out.
Well, we're reformed gossipers.
You know, I fall in occasionally. Anyway, what's our question, Logan?
I recently fired one of my employees, and all of his emails were then forwarded to me. I discovered that several of my staff members have been gossiping about one of our senior-level employees. The information was very negative, rumor-filled, and not accurate. I don't know how to handle this. How do I stop this rampant gossip from continuing to spread in our offices?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question. I mean, first of all, she found out by accident, which is in a way a little surprising that she didn't know what was going on. But, that's certainly possible. And that she says there's no truth to it. There's probably some truth to it. And then it gets out of control.
Right. Well, what I was thinking, which is interesting, is the gossip, the content of the gossip is telling her something, right? Whoever this person is, they are communicating passively aggressively, rather than going straight to either this person or the individual involved, right? So I think, besides that, you do need to address this, that form of indirect communication usually grows when direct communication is lacking.
Well, also, it bothers me that they're using company email. I mean, come on, guys, you all have a phone. If you're going to do it, text it.
It's also one wrong click and
it could be a combination. They may be using a multi-platform.
They may be doing it in other forms also. It's true. You're absolutely Facebook. 100% right. But I think the first thing that this boss needs to do is to pull that group of people into a room and just say that, it was just really accidental that I ran into these emails. And if there's something you really need to tell me about this person, I want to hear it. But this kind of communication is just not okay. So, this is gossip. So gossip can get out of control, and it becomes, some people then perceive it as true when it's actually not.
Right. Would you also let them know that you view them less professionally when they engage in this activity? Or not necessarily?
Well, I would try to get to the core of it and
say, what's going on?
Yeah, what really happened here that you're so angry at this person that, their clothes and their everything becomes a target. Like, what's really going on? I try to get down to the real issue.
So there's opportunity in it, actually.
I mean, I don't know what they're saying. Are they saying this is about, is it about work or is it about something else? I don't know what the gossip is about. Because sometimes gossip starts when there really is no place for it. Like, I found out they're having an affair. Well, there really is no proper channel for that.
Right. That's not staff meeting material.
Right. So you have to find out what's really going on here. But it's a form of complaining.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say that's interesting is when people complain about someone in a higher position, it's usually a way of trying to gain power and control over that situation, right? So there's something that's going on they don't like, but rather than join forces and address it directly, they're doing this thing that they know is sort of eroding that person's capabilities.
Well, I also think that it's a way to feel better about yourself. It's a form of attack, and you have agreement, and it is a way that people bond.
Yes.
People right. do bond over this.
Yes.
So I'm happy to know there's some bonding going on in your company, but not this form. This is not a good form. I also think it's highly contagious. Once it begins, it's very difficult to stop. So yeah. somebody does have to come in and say, look.
Right.
Right.
You know, this is not the way to do it. So, yeah.
Right. We also have, a K-talk
right.
about this.
Let's talk about that after the break. Because I think, you know, we do in Mean Girls at Work, we did come up with a way, and it actually was my way because I am a gossiper. It was the...
No gossip diet.
Right. The no gossip diet, which I decided to go on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I do these daily challenges every day, and yesterday it was, or Saturday it was to not think bad of anyone. I found it almost impossible to do that. So you do have to make it a habit, and you have to work at it.
Right.
The, you know, I think most normal people have negative thoughts about others.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's an interesting point, too, because I do think gossip is something we do. In some ways, it can be humorous, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you can bond in jest as much as you can bond in pain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is something that makes people feel connected to each other.
Yeah.
It's a really good uh-huh. point.
Yeah, I think it's very, very bonding. I know women bond this way a lot, but I've also seen men bond.
Mm-hmm. Guys do it, too.
Guys do too?
Absolutely they do. Yeah, I know it's not just women. And women have the bad rap that it's just them, but men absolutely mm-hmm. also. I mean, I'm married to a man that hates it. He almost has an allergic reaction, which right. is a little boring for me. So I can't gossip with him.
You're like, come on.
And the cat doesn't talk, so I have to call my daughter. There isn't anybody to gossip with in my house.
I have to say Cliff is not a great gossiper either.
Does he do any?
No, he's like, I don't get it. That's all
yeah,
I
exactly.
said.
Exactly. They don't get it. I know my husband just has a blank space, you know, look on his face. Like right. Like it
he's
went.
In the empty room part of the brain, yeah. So
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that didn't go in.
Right, those morsels. Well, because gossip usually is about the details anyway, right? So it's like, did you
it's
see
petty.
What
it's
so-and-so
petty.
Said at yeah. this thing? Did you see what they were wearing or whatever it is? It is petty. So you got to be into some of those details. to get,
right.
Well, so you have to prolong it. Like, you know, they usually feel like, all right, like it's done.
Right.
We don't need to keep talking about the same thing.
Right.
Uh-huh. But for some of us, it's never over. Mm-hmm. There's another thing the next day.
Right.
And did you hear that? And did you see this?
Right.
And it really is a waste of energy. But why do we like it so much?
Well, I think it's actually remember when we wrote Mean Girls at Work, we looked up the history of gossip,
yeah.
Kathy, and we discovered that it was a way of exchanging information back in times where there certainly were no texts and no emails mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. It was a way that people spread news to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a purpose.
A bit of entertainment. Actually.
Yeah, entertainment and communication.
So, right. So it's just news.
It's news, but it's naughty news. It's naughty, naughty news.
Well, it doesn't help. Yeah. It doesn't help anything.
But remember, women are tenders and befrienders, right? Mm-hmm. So a woman can often feel that she's being a friend by giving someone a juicy morsel of information that mm-hmm. other people may not have. That's the notion of gossip, right? Is that you're giving information that someone else doesn't have. Mm-hmm. And so that has value for mm-hmm. some people.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I think, you know, as in friendships, but also in like something like school where you're in the same group of people for a long period of time and yeah. the workplace, once somebody is labeled as the thing we're going to gossip about, it takes on a life of its own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can get very cruel.
Well, that's the part that's, yeah, that I don't like. And that,
well, of course you don't like it. Some of us do. Some of us don't. Catherine's in the know.
No, because
it's mean.
It can be mean.
Yeah, it can be mean.
Exactly. All right. So this person comes in, meets with the staff who are involved in these emails mm-hmm. and says, just by happenstance, I've discovered
this. Total accident that I saw this.
Okay.
I really need to know what's underneath it all. Mm-hmm. Was there an original mm-hmm. insult? Did something happen
right.
that needs to get cleared up? But this kind of communication has got to stop. This is really not useful. It doesn't help anything.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So let's see if we can solve whatever the problem is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And at least the staff will know never to use company.
You know, something yeah. interesting.
And some of them will back away, some won't.
Well, yeah. That's right. Because the real gossips, I mean, we've been in those situations too where we're coaching someone who's got a, what do you call it? You have a great word for the person who tells the gossip.
A pot stirrer.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Every company usually has one of them, right?
And well, absolutely.
That's their value.
Every family, by the way. In fact, they might have several if one is not feeling well.
Right.
One will stir the pot for them.
Yeah, you got to have an understudy pot stirrer.
Varsity and junior varsity pot stirrers here. Yeah, so you get so that's part of, there are going to be those individuals who no way are they going to stop gossiping.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny, we were brought into a large organization to talk about this. Do you remember?
Many of them.
Washington, D.C. in particular. And we knew as we were giving the workshop who the pod stirrers were. Mm-hmm. And so we were trying to direct our methods to those people and have them do the exercises in front of everyone.
Wait, which one was this?
Let's just randomly choose you over there in the blue blouse.
You always want to put
their
name
you with the big
in.
Mouth. No, oh, I'm sorry. You mean you?
I don't. Which organ is just mouth it so I know what you're talking about? Oh, was okay.
Yes.
I don't really remember that. There's been so many we've brought in to talk about this. And
yeah.
I mean, I learned to gossip from, generation to generation. It was passed down in my family.
Passed down.
Which maybe it did originally start back in the old country.
Oral history.
As, right. A way to. But, you know, I find that it's so deep and so. It's just so deeply ingrained that even the next generation maybe doesn't talk about it, but they still act on it.
Right. It's
like
ingrained
there's deep,
habit.
Deep, deep wedges.
Yeah.
So that's family. But the workplace, I think it really, it can hurt in a way that could hurt your career.
Right. Absolutely. Well, that's what I was going to say. If you're labeled the gossip.
Yeah, not good. You won't get promoted.
They don't see you as valuable. You may feel valuable among your colleagues.
Right.
But leadership does not tend
to
love that.
I mean, it's not a form of, it shows you have no discretion. Mm-hmm. And usually you can't keep confidentiality, so you're not going to be promoted.
Okay, so you go and you have this meeting and you say, what's the real problem here? And then going forward, what do you say? If you have a problem with this individual going forward, I want to hear about it directly. That kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you may have to revisit it and go back and ask the group how they're doing a couple of months later. And.
Right.
Hopefully they know that you're a safe vessel that they can talk to about this.
Well, that's one
hopefully
more thing.
You don't become the next thing that they
target.
Gossip about,
exactly.
The next target. Exactly.
Well, they probably already are.
But, that's the other thing, though, I think that's so important because you're talking about how ingrained it is. I think any manager who's in a position where they're trying to curb the gossip needs to be the model of discretion.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to now refrain from gossiping.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're saying, I don't want this anymore.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. No, this is complicated. This
is
not that easy.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's a really tough one. I mean, try to have a complete dinner with your friends that you really have a great time with and refrain from gossiping. It's not always easy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and then talk about, we have got a real solution for you, and it's in Mean Girls at Work and in one of our K-Talks.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. So we were going to talk about what we wrote in Mean Girls at Work, which we did put in a no-gossip diet.
Yes.
And it was something that I decided to go on.
Mm-hmm.
just to try it before we put it in the book. So mm-hmm. here are the rules. You have to pick a date and put it on your calendar because it's a 30-day diet. Mm-hmm. You want to tell your friends, tell everyone you normally talk with that you're going on a no-gossip diet for 30 days. Mm-hmm. See if anyone wants to join you. And they
did
might.
Anyone join you?
I think so. I think they did.
A mm-hmm. couple friends?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. Some were easy, you know, and some were not. So keep a daily journal beginning on day one. Write down the number of times you were able to zip your lip, walk away from a conversation, or hold in what you really wanted to say to avoid gossiping. Mm. And then notice who your gossip girls or men are. Who in your circle of friends tries to get you to gossip, even though they know you're on a diet? And that was the part that was really illuminating for me. I actually had to give up a couple of friends.
I remember that.
One in particular, and it was a man.
Yeah.
Who just didn't like it and wanted to really draw me in. Notice how many of your friendships are built around gossip. I found that really interesting. And then see how you feel after 30 days of gossip free. You may decide that gossip no longer fits your lifestyle. I think I need to go on this again because I think, you know, like any diet, you have to go back to it.
Yeah. Well,
and you know, actually I was thinking like any diet, it's great to have support. Like Weight Watchers is very helpful for people trying to lose weight.
Right.
And one of the things we were thinking with the K-Talks, right, that the K-Talk No Gossip Diet is a program. It's a casual what is it, like a lunch and learn?
Yeah, it's a 20-minute
right.
talk.
But where you, with a number of staff, get to talk about, do we want to do this? If we do it, how will we support each other in it? Mm-hmm. And how will we, how will that improve the environment that we're working in right now? Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is a really exciting idea to engage your team in that.
It's a really healthy thing to do. So if you have a group of friends you may want to do this with, or if you want to do it within your department, you can just download the K-Talk. There is a fee for it. And it's a 20-minute lecture that we give that we wrote based on how to do it. And then it comes with a handout and it comes with, you know, the leader.
How discussion to run, points.
Yeah, a discussion point. Right, exactly. So it's... it really works.
Yeah, and I was thinking it could be really interesting if you're in a leadership position to do it with several other leaders. You know, so if you're the head of a department, do it with several department heads. Mm-hmm. And so then you can really set the culture in the mode of we don't gossip here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and there's a difference between just being angry one day and just gossiping. You know, there is a big difference, and I think by doing this, you'll also learn what the difference is. And I learn a lot about yourself. I learned a lot about myself, about the thoughts that come up. And once you start doing it, it actually becomes easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think also you notice, because there was a point in time for me as well where I made a decision to curb it, that I started to notice that when I did it, I didn't feel good. It's sort of like
you
eating
always
junk
say
food.
That, but that's not true for me.
Oh.
No, but it's true for you. It's
for
true
some
for
people,
you.
It might be true
that it didn't feel good.
Yeah, I always went away just feeling like a little sleazy.
But see, the reason why I think people can't give it up is because it does feel good.
Yeah, in other ways.
I think it's kind of delicious for a lot of people because it either makes you feel better about yourself. Well, it's also humor.
Yeah,
right.
Even though it's not nice. Mm-hmm. It's not nice to the other person to put that kind of energy out there.
Yeah.
But it's in human nature to compare and contrast, though.
Absolutely.
It is.
And that's where the bonding piece comes in.
Yeah, but you know, you don't have to do it.
No, you're right.
You really don't, because we're all on the same journey, just different times, different, you know, going to different places. So it's in a way not fair.
Well, I think one of the points you're making, though, is even if you just engage in the diet for 30 days, it will change your overall habit, right? It will alter it enough that even if you occasionally indulge, you know, it's, again, like a diet, you may occasionally have that chocolate gossip piece. It's not then part of your everyday vernacular and something you're always doing.
Yeah.
So that's progress.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, as we said, in life, it's one thing. But in the corporate world, I think it's problematic if mm-hmm. you have this problem and you get labeled, mm-hmm. you have a problem. And as a manager, if this is what's going on in your department, cut it out.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take control of it.
Right. And I guess the thing that I want to insert with that, and I think we talk about in the K-Talk, is that if you do remove the gossip, you may also need to then implement other ways of communicating. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to really look at what are the systems of communication here. Because in my experience, when we go into organizations where the staff know very little or feel as if they're not informed about what's going on, then the gossip levels are really high. Mm-hmm. Would you agree, Kathy?
I definitely think it becomes a form of communication in environments where there is a lack of communication. And yeah. I don't know that I'm talking about, I've read a lot of people make that comparison. When I talk about gossip, I'm talking about something that is really hurtful. Mm-hmm. And I don't think all gossip is hurtful.
No.
So I think there's a fine line. But but absolutely, it will show you where the weaknesses in communication are.
Right.
Yeah. So I hope you all get a lot out of it and check it out.
Yes. Okay. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office. Tweet us your stories and advice about dealing with gossip at work to AskK2. Review us on iTunes and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.